Baby. Also, congratulations, Rob and Leah. Oh my goodness, a wedding.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 25, Polokwane and Mbombela 27. Convicted murderers Rochelle Botha and Stefan van Niekerk were sentenced to 25 years and life imprisonment respectively today. Botha and him have been found guilty of the murder of her two-year-old daughter Siobhan Roos. Botha became hysterical in court after the announcement. According to Luke Lamprecht from Women and Men Against Child Abuse, this could cause problems if she appeals the sentence.
If there is a leave for appeal against the conviction, you know, they can actually up the amount of time that she goes to jail. It doesn't only happen that the sentences may come down, they may also go up. So in other words, because of her behavior in court today, and it was mentioned by the judge, is I believe she should get life as well.
So why would this happen? Because Lamprecht says she showed no remorse for the death of her child. Staying in the court's bail proceeding against the three men arrested for the murder of Randwater executive Tebogo Zwala has been postponed to June in the Lenasia Magistrates Court this morning. The fourth suspect, Ayanda Ngwenya, who was found with the murdered weapon, will also appear in court again on the 13th of May. And it's official, on Wednesday the petrol price will increase, but there is relief for diesel users. Here's the spokesperson of the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, Robert Marquet, on the reasons.
Petrol prices are increasing mainly due to higher demand for driving season in the Northern Hemisphere. We have also observed that the shipping costs were lower during the period under review compared to the previous period.
For more on the exact numbers and figures, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. Moving to KZN, the DA's premier candidate, Chris Papa, says the eThekwini municipality should be placed under administration with immediate effect. He says if he is elected to the position, this would be the first act of his provincial cabinet, especially around water and sewage issues.
It is impossible that so much money is set aside, yet there are so many problems still that exist within this department. Whether it is around water tankers or contractors who failure to deliver, we must have the special investigating unit come into the city and provide us with a detailed investigation of the corruption that we believe is taking place in the water and sanitation department.
He presented an alternative state of the city address in Durban today ahead of Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda's speech tomorrow. And the South African National Editors Forum has condemned reports of alleged intimidation of the SABC head of news, Moshoeshoe Monare. The City Press reported the weekend that the state security agency has sought to subject him to another round of vetting 2 years after he assumed office. SANEF says this undermines the fundamental principles of media and editorial independence and freedom of the press. And moving abroad, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated the importance of Hamas accepting the latest ceasefire offer from Israel in the Gaza war. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Ooh.
And throw your keys up. You come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a
tornado.